As world leaders meet in Bali, they were greeted by a leader who usually shies away from global diplomacy to focus more on issues closer to home. Now, as the war in Ukraine takes its toll on the global economy, including developing countries like Indonesia, Joko Widodo took his place on the world stage with a warning for his fellow leaders of the G20.
Being responsible here also means that we must end the war. If the war does not end, it will be difficult for the world to move forward.
The war in Ukraine is set to dominate the talks. It's the first time the group has met since the Russian invasion. And as many countries around the world struggle with rampant inflation and rising food and energy costs, many say the two crises cannot be separated.
We've got chaos in energy markets. We've got issues in food security. You know, clearly, the Russian aggression in Ukraine is the source of that, or most of the source of that.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders virtually, appealing to them to work towards extending a deal which allows grain and other food commodities blocked at Ukrainian ports by Russian ships to be exported. The original arrangement is set to expire in coming days.
I believe our export grain initiative deserves an indefinite extension, no matter when the war ends.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is not attending the summit, sending his foreign minister in his place.
All problems are with the Ukrainian side, which is categorically refusing negotiations and putting forward conditions that are obviously unrealistic and do not correspond to the situation.
The host of the summit, Indonesia, has repeatedly called for unity throughout its G20 presidency in the hope members can focus on the global economic recovery rather than what divides them and put aside tensions for the sake of the people they represent.
In a meeting with the French leader, China's President Xi Jinping said the world has entered a new period of turbulence and transformation. It's a message that has been echoed throughout this month of diplomacy in Asia. While most leaders can agree the world faces many challenges, achieving consensus on how to navigate those difficulties is where their differences lie. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Bali.